Hey guys, welcome back to Mindset Managed. Today I wanted to talk about emotional exhaustion. The reason I'm talking about this is because, well, I've felt it very much lately. Anyone who has an access to the internet must know that there has been an awful shift with us all because of what happened to George Floyd. He is by no means the first black man to be murdered by the police in America. He is part of a very long, long list. Sadly, I even don't know all the names that are on the list. I'm sure you don't know all the names that are on the list, but none of their lives were... all of their lives mattered and none of them should have lost their lives. And anybody who has been able to look at this and turn a blind eye, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm not going to be nice about this. If you are not standing with us, then you are standing against us, and that's a fact. There is no way that you can be under the delusion that racism doesn't still exist in this world, because it does. And if you are part of the UK like I am, you are definitely ignorant if you think that racism doesn't exist here, that it's only existing in America or other parts of the world. It's very much here as well. Just because we aren't getting shot in the streets doesn't mean that black lives aren't being undervalued. And of course, I don't just mean black lives. I mean, you know, people of color of all different races. Non-white people are undervalued, underloved, underappreciated, and this needs to stop. This needs to change. I believe it's my perspective that the most important thing we all need is education. That if we educate our children on how to not, you know, go out in the world and be racist, then we help change the next generation. If we teach it in schools, we allow the horrible history to be taught in schools, then people won't be going around being completely ignorant to the real horrors that people of color have had to face. And we're not talking about just slavery. We're not talking about hundreds of years ago. We're talking about in the 1980s, where people were still getting beat up for being black, where football players were getting banana skins thrown at them for just playing football. We can't pretend that that wasn't very real and very recent. And of course, like I say, George Floyd was only the other week and he was killed when he didn't do anything. I won't go more into this, obviously. This is not what the podcast is supposed to be about. It's not what my show is about. But obviously, as you can tell, I'm very emotional about this. And I have felt very emotional about this, that's the point. And I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. It weighs on you. It's overwhelming. And I had to tell people to stop sharing things with me because I couldn't see it anymore. I had to take a break. And I want to give you permission right now, especially if you're a person of colour, to take a break. You don't have to be on social media. You don't have to show up to every single protest. If you can't bring yourself to show up, that is okay. And it's completely understandable because we are all hurting so deeply. It's triggered something in us that I believe is very spiritual and has been embedded in us from our ancestors who have suffered for so many years, who were dragged into a world they didn't even want to be in. We didn't ask to be on this part of the world. We got brought here by the countries, you know. I'm stumbling my words because, like I say, I'm very emotional. And anyway, I'll get past that. I want to say that we have a duty of care to ourselves, to put ourselves first. Like I say, self-care. It's not selfish. It's not wrong. It doesn't mean that you're not supporting Black Lives Matter movement. It doesn't mean that you're not supporting your mum, for example, if she needs you, or your children need you. If you need to take a break, you can take a break. You're allowed. Emotional exhaustion is a real thing. It's where we're feeling way too much and it just drains us. It makes us feel fatigued. It can literally cause us, you know, stress and bodily harm. So sometimes, like, I literally had a friend from high school, I don't know why I said high school, like I'm American, from senior school, who was so stressed during our GCSEs, during our exams, that she literally was put in a wheelchair. She couldn't use her legs properly and her hands stopped working because her body had become so overwhelmed, so much cortisol running through her veins that it stopped her ability to walk. And that has always stayed with me, and it will stay with me forever as a warning sign that we think that stress isn't a big deal, but when we undercare for ourselves, we can lead to very physical, very real, very strong, and sometimes long-lasting damaging effects to our bodies and our mind. So if you need to take a step back, if you need to breathe, if you need to refill your well, my God, please, please do that. That means things like turning off social media, deleting the apps. It means resting a little bit longer in bed. It means, you know, going for the healthier foods because your body needs the extra nutrients right now. It means going for long, quiet walks by yourself. It means taking more time to just read rather than watching TV because it's more gentle, it's more kind. It means doing whatever you need to do to be okay within yourself. I was thinking about this the other day. Imagine if we organized and displayed our emotional energy, like how we spend our emotional energy, like we would our money. So I don't know about you, but when I'm sorting out my finances, I use spreadsheets to list my income and my outgoings and my budgets to see what's left. But imagine if we could do the same thing with our energy levels. What would yours look like? Where does your energy go? And what's left after each day or each week? Do you take the appropriate amount of time to refill your well? Or do you just keep taking from it? Keep taking and taking and taking and never giving back to yourself. People have lost a lot and had to face so much change and turmoil and unexpected circumstances in their life over the last 4 months. It's heavy and it's scary and it weighs on our emotions, and that's okay. You need to realize that it's okay that when bad things happen, it hurts. And when bad things happen, you're sad. When bad things happen, you're angry. When bad things happen, you find it hard to be normal. Why don't we in this society give ourselves permission to just feel, permission to take time to refill our well and rejuvenate when we need it? We act like we're machines, like we're robots that can just keep going, keep going, keep going, no matter what happens to us. That the ideal of strength, that to be strong means to never stop, to never pause, or to be strong is to not show an emotion, to never feel anything. This is so wrong and so sad, so backwards. This is why people have breakdowns, not because something awful has happened to them, but because they've not actually allowed themselves to feel anything until they explode all at once. I myself have felt overwhelmed by the virus, overwhelmed by Black Lives Matter movement, overwhelmed by my friends and my family who've gone through different struggles, whether it's losing a job or not being able to move house like they planned, or losing their holidays, their big life-changing trips that they've wanted to go on. I've had friends who their relationships have ended during the virus. And so that is so awful, and I've felt that with them. I've felt their pain with them. I've been overwhelmed by the stats of the deaths that have been faced in the UK and all around the world. And I've been overwhelmed being cooped up in my house, to be honest, with everyone all day, every day, because it's not normal for us to be locked away like this for so long. Even as an introvert, even as somebody who was self-employed for a year and a half, I still find days where it's like, I wish I could just go somewhere, could go meet up with my friend, or even just go to work for a day, because it's like, it's just too much, and it's not something that any of us were prepared for. So if you're feeling that right now, you're feeling drained, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling scared, you're feeling stressed, you're feeling angry, you're feeling all of that, you are allowed to breathe. You're allowed to take a step back and realize that you need to refill. You need to rejuvenate. I was doing a meditation on Sunday, and I haven't meditated properly in a while, but I did a 20-minute guided meditation, and it was so relaxing, so lovely. And for some reason, I actually was able to focus, and I really focused on my breath, and I started to visualize my life, and I visualized my partner. I visualized my mom, And I had this other little vision of where I was an author doing a book signing, and a little black girl came up to me and she said, "I love your book, I love the characters." And then I cried and I hugged the little girl, like, "You reminded me of my daughter." And that made me so emotional. I feel it now, and I started crying during my meditation, because I am so lucky and grateful for the people I have in my life now, and the people I've still yet to have in my life. The daughter that I haven't given birth to yet, how she's going to be a beautiful black girl. And I want her to be able to live in a world where it's okay to be a beautiful black girl, that you're seen as a beautiful black girl, that your life isn't in danger. You're not seen as less than because of the color of your skin. And that's hard, that's heavy. That's why it's so important to me to write so many different kinds of characters in my books, that when any child picks it up and reads it, they can see themselves at least in one character. That is so important to me. It's been very important to me ever since I realised, oh yeah, not every character has to be white. Which sounds so stupid, but it's like, that's the norm, isn't it? That's the default in this world, and that's why it's so backwards, that's why it's so wrong. So once again, I'll just say that you are allowed to take a step away. You're allowed to do whatever you need to do to protect yourself and your space, to protect your mental and emotional health right now. Don't let others put things on you. You're allowed to set boundaries and explain when they're crossed and how you're going to enforce yourself and your needs. So if that means saying to somebody, "I can't meet up with you, I can't talk to you, I can't do this right now," then that's okay. You have every right to say that. You need to protect your space, you need to protect your health. And I had to do that with someone close to me. I had to say, "No, you've crossed the line here, you shouldn't have done that." And that really hurt me. It caused an argument, but I had to stand my ground, and they saw my point of view afterwards. Once the emotions had died down a bit, they could see clearly that they had crossed the boundary and they'd hurt me, and that wasn't okay. So lastly, give yourself some compassion, give yourself some grace, give yourself some space. You are human, and humans are flawed. Humans have emotions and thoughts that can overwhelm them. Your mind is a very powerful, very, very powerful tool that governs everything. Your brain governs everything. So if you don't take care of that, then trust me, your life will be affected in so many ways that you can't even imagine. So you need to put yourself first. If you can hear things in the background, I'm sorry. It's my dog, Joey. Joey, Joey, stop. Good boy. And I'll just say, I am standing with you, my fellow people of colour, and I hope that you're taking care of yourself. I hope that you are okay, and I'm sending my love your way. Take care, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.